Okay, Kerry, so talk us through the history of customs in Newcastle.
Newcastle Customs House, the first one supposedly was on a sandbank in the Hunter. We're not quite sure about that. There were two or three others, again, we're not quite sure about the exact addresses, until in 1877, the Customs House we're referring to was built. It's of a style that is uniqueish of the time, and might actually call it beautiful, but very functional.
It's become an iconic, one of the many kind of iconic buildings in Newcastle, sitting at the top of town, and especially with the tower itself kind of sticking out. I'm sure that would have been a sight back in the day.
It was indeed. And we have some early photographs of about 1890 when the horse and carts and the like, and there weren't a lot of buildings around. It had a time ball and a large clock. The time ball was lowered at 1 o'clock every day. But interestingly, it was not the only time ball in Newcastle. The post office had one, but it was further uptown and was not quite visible from the river. During the Second World War, it was stopped because it felt it might give comfort to the enemy. And it was damaged in a storm and lay dormant until basically it was fixed in 1986. Basically, a private charitable or what we call organisation called the Australian Company of Master Mariners came to the rescue, and the refurbished mechanism was opened by the Queen in May 7, 1987. We have an interesting photograph of everybody assembled while the Queen looks at the time ball, which lowered at 1 o'clock.
The picture is the kind of the side of Customs House, which is now kind of, I guess, parkland, an area in between the Customs House and the actual harbour. It's just filled with people on their feet looking towards the tower, and I can see right at the top that it's striking right on 1 o'clock. So that was in 1987. So when the earthquake struck in Newcastle in December 1989, that's what brings the clock into the picture.
Yes, the actual Customs House was considerably damaged during the earthquake, and the clock, which is an ordinary office clock, standard office clock, fell off the wall and stopped at 27 past 10. It came to Canberra, and we're not quite sure how, and was sitting amongst our customs collection in Canberra, and it was felt, after a consultant's report, that these sort of items are better back in Newcastle if people in Newcastle are prepared to take them. That plus the scrapbooks have been returned to Newcastle, the scrapbooks to the library, the clock to the museum, because it's better here in display, remembering something that happened rather tragically some years ago, rather than, as I say, sitting in a cupboard in Canberra. The scrapbooks themselves are unique in the sense they go back from about 1960-ish to the 1984-85. A customs clerk would sit down, read the newspapers, and cut out the relevant information regarding trade and customs in the area of Newcastle. Basically, the commercial history of Newcastle of the time. In most other parts, they've been thrown out as we've moved to other premises. People didn't quite realise the uniqueness of it. But luckily, these were sent to Canberra and have been down in Canberra for 4 or 5 years and are now being returned as a resource to the Library of Newcastle.
And these scrapbooks as well, kind of, I had a look at them downstairs, and it feels like the first thing that came to my mind is that's kind of, a search engine before the internet. That's how you found things, through clippings and through scrapbooks, and they're incredibly detailed. And just seeing just the time of what made news and what made headlines, it was really good to see. At the ceremony today as well, when everyone kind of saw the clock tower, afterwards they were talking about where they were and what they were doing when they remember the earthquake striking Newcastle, and it was really interesting because right in front of us there was something that's kind of been captured in time when the earthquake hit. Did you know what you had on your hands when people came across it in customs?
No, in the sense, sorry, we knew, when it came down from Newcastle, we knew what it was. It was the clock that fell off the wall, the Newcastle earthquake, and it's been shown to people who come down and visit our collection, but it has been just sitting quietly on a shelf in our collection. Much like gathering dust, because it's fairly dust-free, but just sitting there, and we can keep emphasising it's much better back in Newcastle than it is here.
Oh, the times, they are a-changin'.